Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Family, welcome back to Real Gospel. I'm the X-Man, your radio minister of music. And if you were with me on the last segment, you know I've been talking to recording artist Jermaine Dolley. His song You is taking off, or should I say has taken off, all over the country. And I don't normally keep gospel artists this long, but this brother is ministering. Jermaine, you are just simply ministering, and the Spirit of the Lord is flowing up in here. And so I want to hear more of what you have to say. You are very, very interesting. Listen, how can we reach today's generation? You obviously understand them. You were speaking just a second ago about it's not cool to go to church. And I'm a youth pastor. And one of the things that my pastor has challenged me with is reaching this generation, being able to reach this generation of not just college students, but youth who are not necessarily in church. They've never been churched.
Right.
How do you speak to this generation? What advice can you give someone like me to those listening?
Just be like, you don't got to have no gimmicks. Like, think about it. What does the world go by? What's the number one rule? I want to be 100. I'm 100. I'm a real N-I-G-G-A. You know what I mean? Everybody say that.
Yeah.
I'm a real N-word. I'm 100. So, if we take that same dynamic and being a Christian, I'm a real Christian. Like, I mean, study your word. We pray. I mean, like so you got to have something. You got to have some meat to talk about. You know what I'm saying? You got to have something to talk about and make it relevant. Just make it relevant to them. You know what I mean? Don't give them no gimmicks. Don't try to talk down to them. Like, just be relatable. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I said, like, growing up, I had a good balance between church and street. I know what the street wants. You know what I'm saying? I know what they they're looking for. You'd be surprised how many people are looking for Christ, but it's just that the examples that they have is like, I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm not going there. Because the example they have is like, why would I go there? I could just stay out in the street and do the same thing I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's like, you just got to be a good example. Like, I mean, like, it's all about how you relate to the kids. Like the kids have got to have something that relates. Like, it's got to be something there. Just find that medium and work on that.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be relevant or be cool. Like, just show them like the way. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard to break through them. Like you just gotta do it. You know what I mean? Like, just be real. Just be 100. Like, 100 outside. That's they gonna flock to.
You know.
You know what I mean?
You bring up a very relevant point. And I guess what I've sort of worked in that field, in that area. Do you think that sometimes that we as church people, because, you know, I left church, I grew up in church, and I left home at the age of 18 and did not come back to church itself on a regular basis as someone, as a worshiper, until I was in my late 20s, like, let's say 28, 29. I spent all those other years just in the world. So I sort of relate to regular people a lot more than I relate to church people. And so I guess what I'm saying to you is I feel what you're saying by understanding the streets as well as understanding the church. So when I'm having a conversation with somebody who's a drug dealer, if I'm having a conversation with someone who is a prostitute or someone who is a drug addict in some of these other areas, I'm not going to say that I personally relate to what they are, but I know how to communicate with them in a way that I think most church people have either forgotten, will not go back and
simplicity.
Do, or there
simplicity.
It is.
Simplicity. You got to be simple. Like, you can't go to them and say, well, the Bible says that such and such and such and such and such and such. Now, they're not going to get it. You know what I mean? Mind you, I grew up in church all my life, and I didn't understand the King James Bible when I first started reading it.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the King James Bible. So, like, so what Ty did for me, I was trying to get in my word. What happened was, he said, you know what? I said, Ty, I'm not understanding this. I'm not getting this. I'm not understanding the King James version. What he did was he bought me the Message Bible. So I'm reading the Message Bible. I was like, all right, bet. So I'm like, okay, now I'm getting it. So now when I read the Message Bible, I can go back to the King James version. Okay, oh, this is the verse. Oh, that's what that verse is. And now I get it. Now I can read the King James Bible and understand it. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the same way we got to do with these people that's in the world. You know what I mean? People, they're not going to get church. I mean, that's why my music is simple. Like I can be very musical. I can be very, very musical. But the average ear is not going to understand all the musical stuff. But what they will understand is feel-good music. And with feel-good music with a simple message that has meat behind it, it's a rap. Like, it can't be denied.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, like, if we dumb it down, come to them, and build them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like being pregnant. Like you gotta build it up, like build that baby up. I mean, when a child is first born, you put them in that to help them stand up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that walker.
Then they get their legs stronger.
Put them in that walker.
That walker, right? Mm-hmm. That walker, and get their legs stronger. The next thing you know, they walking now. They go from crawling to walking.
You
like ABC, and then you tell them ABCs and 1, 2, 3. Next thing you know, they're having a conversation with you.
Amen.
The next thing you know, you could be riding a bike with training wheels. Then, and after a while, until the training wheels off, then they can ride a bike without training wheels.
Yeah.
But just gradually, like, but they didn't start off riding a bike without training wheels. They didn't start off, they didn't come out the womb talking and walking. You know what I'm saying? You got to train them up. You got to talk to them. So what you do is you be like, A, B, C, and then they get it. Next thing you know, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like fast, verbatim. Like, it's fast. But you start off simple, and then you get to the next level. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I think that's the same way we got to do in the Christian walk. I think a lot of times, we overkill sometimes. So, think about it. What did Jesus say? I didn't come for the righteous. I came to draw sinners to repentance. So, you know what I mean? Jesus had very simple parables. Think about this. Like, when Jesus was doing his thing, and he was telling these stories, they were very simple parables. That people could get. I mean, a woman at the well. Well, when you drink from that well, well run dry. You drink from me, you'll never thirst again. Simple.
Caesar, man, you're preaching. See, we know what's coming next for you, don't we? See that?
Oh, man. Don't say that.
Evidently, you've heard it before.
Oh, man. Like, don't say that. Like, uh-uh.
You can run, but you can't hide.
I tell you this. Listen, I tell you this. I didn't even want to be a gospel artist. I mean, I didn't want to be an artist, period. So like, if that's what he want me to do, then I'll go that way. But you are indeed.
Leave
it to me. I'll tell you right now, it's all God. I ain't want nothing to do with it.
You are indeed my spiritual brother, because I relate to you. I relate to you on all facets of everything that you're saying. Everything, man. I feel you on that. Listen, I could talk to you forever, but, you know, I want to make sure we talk about your CD project before I let you go. Thank you for that wonderful advice.
Yeah.
You have blessed so many people. And I normally don't speak to artists this long because of the window, but you have a relevant message that people need to hear. The youth need to hear it. And so,
man,
you know,
thank
you, because the anointing is upon you, and your gifts have made room for you. So I'm just moving out of the way. Your CD project, talk to us about the EP, and then you also have the album coming out later on in 2016.
Right.
Talk to us about your CD.
Right. Well, you know, I put the single out, you know, in April 11, called You.
Mm-hmm.
And the response that we got from it was crazy. So, you know, like, you know, people, and especially in gospel music, people tend to just put an album out, you know, quick and fast. But, you know, I want everything to marinate real good. Because we got some good music, and I just don't want to be shelved. I want people to really hear this music. So what me and the team decided to do, we put the single out. We're going to put another single out, probably like October, November, sometime right there. And we're going to, I'm dropping an EP mixtape called The Dollyology. Basically, Dollyology is basically like me understanding who I am in Christ, you know what I mean, my anointing, and what it is that I'm called to do. And it's not the norm. It's not normally what a gospel artist would typically do. That's why I call it Dollyology. You get to know who I am in Christ. But just getting people to know, like, who I am, what type of songs I got, what type of songs I bring in Christ. Because people probably think that, like, the You song is, like, my lane. Like, like I'm going to sing every song falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
And nah, that's not even it. Like, we got so much stuff. Like, it's It's not. I'm not more so talking about worry about being a game changer. Just giving people a different dynamic of who Jesus Christ is. So we going and it's gonna be free. We put it on SoundCloud. It's gonna be free download. We're giving free music out like that. You really don't. You never hear that giving out free
That's
music.
That's true.
So you know, like between like October, November, we're just gonna give about like 10, 12 songs on SoundCloud. You can download it. We can on SoundCloud and enjoy the music. You know, give people a chance to just hear some good music for free, and leading up to the Dolly Express, and that's going to drop probably like I say January of next year. You know, just giving people a good ear of music, just giving people just keep back giving them good music, good Jesus based music. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing Dynamo Crooked said, the reason why Andre Crouch lasted so long is we kept Jesus in his music.
Amen.
And we right now we're listening to a lot of gospel music. It's slowly taking Jesus out of the music. Everybody's Woo! Saying God, everybody's saying Lord. You know what I'm saying? But it's just basically a lot of Jesus being slowly taken out of gospel music. So you know, like you know, I'm just trying to put that back in there and just make it relevant. Make it yeah. more relevant again. Yeah. Give me some good music. And in between all that, be dropping the U video. That'll be here. I say about like next week sometime. Like we're gonna edit it up. We done filming everything. We're gonna edit it up and drop the U music video. I shot that right in my hood, right in Southwest Philadelphia. It's very personal. You know what I mean? It's a good video. I can't wait for people to see it. Also, we got the U sweepstakes where you can email Jerome at by any means necessary. .com and basically you can enter a chance to just show people first that you bought the song U. Show proof of purchase, and you can win like a flat screen TV. You can win an iPhone. You can win an iWatch. You can win like some sneakers. You can win gas cards. You can win gift cards. You get everything. Like they got everything loaded up for people. And you know you can follow me on Instagram and all that. I do funny videos on there, and that's basically it, man. Dollyology Express, the Dollyology EP, like that's like November, October. Express the album be January.
Amen. Yep. Amen. My brother, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on this program. God is just birthing so many things out of you. I just can't wait to continue to see
God be glory,
what
man.
You do. How can the listeners get in touch with you and find out more about your music?
Oh yeah, man. Always follow me on Instagram. That's hello_dolly24 _dolly24. You can follow me on Twitter, main030887. That's main030887. You can follow me on Facebook, Jermaine Dolly, JERMAINEDOLLY. And you can go to my website, www.dollyologyworld.com, dollyologyworld.com. And everything's there, all dates, all shows, all whenever music video coming out, whenever the album, whenever the EP's coming out, everything will be on all those social network websites. Also, get my song "You" on all digital downloads, wherever digital download is available. That's iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, everywhere you can download music, you can get that single "You." Man, I promise you, it'll bless your life. It's really geared to Jesus Christ. It's just Jesus Christ music, man. Like, bro, you're just trying to make this Jesus Christ music, this gospel music, take it to another level. For the new generation, so everybody can get down with it. The old can get with it, and the new can get with it, man. So,
amen.
I want to thank you for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate that, man. Like, bro, like I don't take this lightly, especially somebody in my position. You know, I mean, you could have had anybody on your show, but you asked me to be on your show, man. I really appreciate that, man.
Amen. To God be the glory. Also, shouts out to Vernice Watson of the Artist Company International.
Yes,
for helping put this together. And also your friend Jerome, who called to make sure that you got through and that this was done properly.
Yeah, that's Jerome Hunt.
We
call him the button pusher.
All right. He's awesome. You have a wonderful team around you. My brother, we've got to do this again real soon. I want to make sure I stay in touch with you.
Man.
The one and only Jermaine Dolly, a.k.a. Mr. Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
We lost gospel recording artist and extraordinaire Daryl Cooley a few weeks ago, and so we want to honor him, continue to honor him with our Real Flashback Song of the Hour. Here he is with I'll Be With You. It's Daryl Cooley as our Real Flashback Song of the Hour. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Since that day we've never been apart. Later that evening, I could feel him by my side, there to love, to comfort, and to guide. By faith and nothing will go right. When the sadness has you brokenhearted and all your hope is gone, I'll be with you in the sunset. I'll be with you in the dawn. When your days are cold and lonely and nothing will go right. When the sadness has you brokenhearted and all of your hope is gone, I'll be with you in the sunset. I'll be with you in the dark. And nothing will go right. When the sadness has you brokenhearted and all of your hope is gone, I'll be with you
That was Daryl Cooley with our Real Flashback Song of the Hour, I'll Be With You. We lost Daryl on March 15th, and we pay homage to the life and legacy of Daryl Cooley. My name is The X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
You're listening to Real Gospel with The X-Man.